Bob.
Hi, my name is Bob. I'm going to be telling you about who I am, some of my features, and other interesting facts about my life. My amazingly soft and hairy yarn is covering me. In fact, yarn encloses my thin rubber. The yarn that gets loose makes me shrink. I imagine that a touch from me is like a pillow. My one dark color is the color black, the color that makes me plain. This is my one color, and it's not bright. My enclosed and stretchable rubber. My rubber inside me is like my bones. My rubber is what makes me a stretchy rubber band. My stretch can go from my owner's thumb to pinky. The stretch makes a noise that sounds like a slingshot ready to fire. The rough ring on top of me, the ring that is not made of yarn. The rough ring is like a rough rock that cannot break. Sometimes lint can get stuck onto my yarn. What causes the lint to stick is the loose yarn. It's like a monkey trying to grab a banana. The lint is soft and comes off me easily. I never really thought about where it came from, though. Now that I think of it, maybe the lint comes from my owner's t-shirt. The fabric on her shirt is very loose. The lint is sometimes hard to see, but it's there. It's like trying to see an ant in a corn maze. In my perspective, the lint is very big since I am smaller than any human. I hang out in three spots every day. The first place is my owner's wrist. Her wrist is so soft, it's like sitting on a cow. What? Don't judge me, I'm a rubber band. I have my own opinions. I have only felt one other thing that was as soft as her wrist. A pillow. The only reason that I have ever been on a pillow is because she forgot me on her bed. I wish that she had never taken me off. The second place I spend most of my time is in the hair cabinet. Not very exciting about that place. All I do there is nothing. I don't even get to be stretched. At least I get to be with some other fellow rubber bands. Some of them are my brothers and sisters. Sometimes they could be so loud. I can't take it. But if I'm lucky enough, my owner will take me out just in time. I am not going to have to live with it. The third place I like to hang out is my owner's hair. Her hair can sometimes be soft and straight, and other times it could be like a corn maze. It can get curly and hard to brush, and most of the time it could be straight and easy to brush. By the way, did you know that a rubber band is really hard and exhausting? I mean, I have to get stretched all the time, which gives me a really big pain in my rubber. The pain feels like a monkey yanking on your hair, which obviously hurts. I don't really get to do much since I'm a rubber band. I mean, being a rubber band is like a job, a never-ending job. All I do is sleep and get used for hair. I wish I was a human. Sleep, eat, play, and so on. I wonder if being a human is fun. Who am I kidding? Of course it's more fun than being a rubber band. Humans say that rubber bands have no feelings. That is totally not true. I have as many feelings and wishes and dreams as any other human. Like, for instance, I have always wanted to be an author or a poet. Because I have so many thoughts and ideas, and I have a big imagination. And some feelings are sad and lonely. I feel sad and lonely because I have these big dreams and they'll never come true. For one, humans don't even know that rubber bands are alive. And two, nobody will notice me. But as long as I have my rubber band family, I'll be all right. Being in my family is kind of hard. Since I have 973,347,853,745 brothers and 182,368,945,904 sisters. Their names are Allie, Al, Olivia, Gabri. You know what? I'm not even going to name them all. Now that I just think of it, I only know 19,468 of their names. Anyway, living with them is like a jungle full of crazy monkeys. They all eat like animals. They fight all the time, and we live in New York, but China can hear how loud we are. So it's pretty bad, as you can tell. I don't even know half my brothers and sisters. I remember the first time that a human flung me across the room. It was the most amazing and exciting time of my life. That, the way the breeze of the wind flowed through my loose yarn, it felt so relaxing and fast at the same time. It also kind of hurt at the end, since I either fell onto the ground or got hit in the face. The hard ring, when I slammed myself into the wall. I wish that humans can empathize with me and how I feel about being a rubber band. I know that they would not like it because they are so active, unlike me. I just sit around all day, by 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 day. Why am I even going on? I just want to tell you, the reader, to understand that you would never like, want, or have my boring, boring, boring life. Well, not so boring with all the chatter of my brothers and sisters. By the way, I am a boy. One of my biggest wonders in this world is probably one of the most important questions that any big or little rubber band would be asking. What is it like to eat? What? Like I said before, I'm a rubber band. Do not judge me. I have heard great legends and stories about something called the sacred grape. Something so great, something so delicious, something so amazing, it can change your life forever. So this is just something that I have always wanted to try. My sister Gabriella told me about the founder of rubber bands, Stephen Perry. Has tried this amazing fruit and ate all the sacred grapes he could find and live his life off of them. I know that my life is not the most interesting, but it's my life. I hope the reader of my life story wonders what I wonder and hopes what I hope.